It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live today in the beautiful, cloudy, a little bit rainy downtown studios in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Grilling World. Good morning, Mount Pleasant, Williamston, everybody out there. I hope you're going to have a great Saturday. There's a lot of good football going on today. We're going to get some grills fired up. We've got some good stuff coming at you today, and we're just a couple of hot dogs hanging out on the air.
Yeah, we are. Speaking of that, we've got our friend Tommy Brand from Brand's Restaurants is Sizzling Steaks and Sports Grill is with us today. We're going to be going to him in a minute. We're going to be talking about Michigan wines and how they have won awards all over the country, and we're great to have those right here in our backyard. Going to talk to our friend Merle from Allen Bob's today. Bob's been taking bow lessons down there, so we're going to get an update on technique. Our friends from the Old World Olive Press, Shasta, is going to be in with us. Talk to us about how to use balsamic vinegars and flavor-infused olive oil in your holiday cooking. I've got a great story on a goose breast that I did with a cinnamon pear balsamic that turned out fantastic. So we're going to talk about that. But right now, let's go to our friend Tommy. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning. Glad to be here, guys. It's one thing we don't serve hot dogs in our restaurants.
That's good.
No, don't take that personal.
Right. Well, you'll serve us anyway. If we
definitely.
Right. Cool.
First class guys.
Nice to see you. You are just an icon in the business world in Grand Rapids, and on everybody's menu idea, you know, who doesn't go down to Brand's and enjoy a nice lunch, dinner? I don't think you're open for breakfast.
No, we aren't. My place is open for breakfast. Just Sundays, my place is, but not all the other brands aren't.
And which location's that?
Division Street in Wyoming.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So.
Well, anyway, we wanted to talk a little bit about steak, of course, because we can't eat enough steak. It's like the perfect breakfast, lunch, or dinner piece of meat. And you're really big. You guys made, your father made the Sizzler popular, famous. And still, you go around the country, and there's plenty of parts of the country that don't have them. But you've got some other steaks down there that you grill up pretty fine. What would be your next most popular steak?
Well, really, the Sizzlers just overwhelms all the other steaks. We have like a filet, and we have a New York strip, but the Sizzler just kicks them all off the menu. So we really don't sell that many other steaks except for Sizzlers, 12-ounce Sizzlers, 8-ounce, and 6-ounce Sizzlers.
So the filet would be the next most popular steak?
It would be, but it's way down there.
Really?
Because it's so expensive. You know, What's that? It's like $18.99, and we're paying about $10 a pound for it.
Sure,
It's a great steak, but, you know.
But $18.99 for a filet mignon, that's a good price.
Yeah, with all the sides and everything goes with it, it's awesome. But let's talk a little bit about that Sizzler because it is so unique to Brands. What kind of cut of meat is that? Can I go to the store and buy one of these? I mean, it's almost a cut that evolved with your restaurant.
Yeah, it's a bottom sirloin. It's not top sirloin. It's a bottom sirloin. And I wish you couldn't go to the market and get it, but yes, you can.
Yeah. Well, in some markets, some don't really pay attention to it. Some also call them tri-tip.
Yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's, you know, that we do the tri-tips, and we have a certain specs our meat company does, so we do have a little secrets that we do, which is important. And aging is so important in meat for meat.
Yeah, well, Randy and I are experiencing aging right now. Well, you know, one of the things I love watching your Facebook posts, and you're a funnier guy than most people would know. But you could go to Brands on Facebook. How do you? What would you look for? I can't remember is it Brands Restaurant on Facebook?
Well, I got my own Facebook. You know, Tommy Brand.
Yeah,
and then we have Brands Restaurants.
Brands
yes,
Restaurants.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, skipping through that, I noticed you sent out invitations for a public speaking engagement, and it's coming up this Wednesday.
Right.
Tell us about 10 to Defend.
Oh, thank you. it's 10 reasons to defend free enterprise. I think with our unemployment so high, free enterprise has been taken on a chin lately, and I've got my 10 reasons why we should defend it. It's still the best system in the world. I mean, and so we're going to meet at the Calder Plaza noon for about 45 minutes because, you know, we all get back to work. And
is that this Wednesday?
Yep, December 7th.
Okay. Where's Calder Plaza for people that might not
sure.
know? It's right downtown Grand Rapids.
Downtown. It's 300 Monroe.
Okay.
But then the side we're going to meet on is the opposite side, which is on Ottawa.
Okay.
So we're going to be outdoors. So
that's that place with the big red sculpture. That
yes.
is called the Calder. And,
right.
and I assume you're going to probably be meeting at or near the sculpture there because it's a landmark. Sure.
Right. We have a little music, and we're going to have amplifiers. Our speakers can be heard, and hopefully we'll get a good turnout. It's
okay.
It's not against anybody. It's just pro-free enterprise, which is a great system.
It sure is, and I'm going to be there. I've had it on my calendar. I'm really looking forward to seeing your speakers. I know quite a few of them personally, but tell us who's going to be there.
Well, myself, of course, and I have my Tom Doyle, who used to be a busboy for me, and now he's part owner of Brands.
There's a free enterprise idea.
Exactly. So a perfect speaker. And then we have Tim Doctor.
Yep.
From WJRW.
Yep, one of our sister stations here, and he's in the building all the time.
My wife listens to the show every Monday through Friday.
Tim's awesome.
Yeah, great.
He's
great.
Funny, and he is an advocate for, you know, if he's, it's kind of a political show, but he really tries to take on both sides and help them and also pick them apart a little bit.
He does.
Because both sides have their flaws.
The guy can talk about anything. I get amazed when he gets on the radio. And Denny Gillum.
Yep, he's awesome. Front Lines of Freedom.
Yep.
Also a WJRW show.
Served our country.
Yep.
And also Paul Hentz, CPA. He's an accountant.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107 WBBL-FM. We're in the beautiful downtown Grand Rapids studios, and we have with us today Tommy Brand, who's talking about a free enterprise rally that's going to be happening on Wednesday this upcoming week on the Calder in downtown Grand Rapids. He and Bob are just talking a little bit about some of the speakers that are going to be there. Very interesting, Tommy. Who else is going to be as a speaker?
Well, I'm Denny Gillum, the military guy. We served our country. And Paul Hentz, he's really a small business advocate and expert, and he's a CPA, local CPA. And I told my speakers, we're not going to talk against anything. It's non-political. I had a Senate candidate that actually wanted to speak at it that's running against Debbie Stabenow, and I said, no, that's not what it's about. So it's going to be just a positive rally for
free
enterprise.
It's called 10 to Defend. It's going to be at the Calder Wednesday. And the time again?
Noon to about 12:45.
Okay, so if you're anywhere around downtown Grand Rapids Wednesday, around noon, this will be something that'll be really cool. It won't be any kind of, it won't be negative. It's going to be all positive. It's going to be just a show of people that say, hey, it's a great thing we have. It's the best system in the world. It's created more jobs, more wealth, more inventions. I mean, if you look at anything around the world, why do people come to this country to get educated and then stay to work here? We've got all the opportunity. It looks a little dark and dreary right now, but this is still the best system in the history of the world.
You're right. And you know, like Steve Jobs at 24, he said to his girlfriend, I want to be a millionaire sometime. And when Steve Jobs opened his at the Apple, he wasn't even about the money for Steve Jobs. It's really about he just wanted to have the best company in the world. But I don't want to take that dream away. You know, if the plumber who has one truck and he makes deliveries on Christmas, or he's making calls on Christmas Day and to take care of his clients, and he has eight trucks 8 years from now and making $800,000 a year.
God bless him.
More power to him. I mean, I'm not going to be jealous of him. I'm going to pat him on the back.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
That's free enterprise.
Pretty great point. Well, Tommy Brand, thanks so much for coming down here. It's always great to see you.
Thanks,
well,
Bob.
Let's give credit where credit due there as well. Tommy, you've got you and your chain of restaurants. You're employing hundreds of people yourself, and we applaud that. You're a very humble man, but the real story there is that you're helping a lot of other people with the American dream, and you know, our hats off to you. Very well done.
Well,
yeah.
Thanks. I mean, we have a thing called Brands Aid, where if one of our workers has something happens to that worker, they can come to us, and if they need some money for emergency, we'll give them that money. We don't even ask for the money back. So companies are compassionate. There are good companies.
That's great. So go down to a Brands and support this business. It's awesome. Thanks, Tommy.
Thank you,
Tommy
Bob.
Brand,
yeah.
In the studio.
Yeah, coming up next, we've got a little rundown on the Michigan wines and how they're accelerating the pace around the world. We're winning awards everywhere with the wineries and the vintners that are here in Michigan. So we're going to break that down a little bit when we come back. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
New York down on the catwalk. I like to play it discreet. You only want a shock. Spray paint your tight jeans on and cruise yourself.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.